Welcome back to Totally Nostalgic, a podcast dedicated to the pop culture of the 1980s and 1990s. Today I start another category, this time on television series of the time, called Tubular Television. And for this first in this series, we're going to start with the popular series from 1986, ALF. So let's talk about Gordon Shumway. Thank you for joining me again. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe or rate and review on Apple Podcasts, or please just tell your friends and colleagues who might be interested in the 1980s and 1990s pop culture. As I said in the intro to the show, today I'm going to be starting the next category, which is tubular television, TV series and shows from the 1980s and 1990s. And for the first one, I wanted to start with one that I have a soft spot for, and that is ALF, which was an American television sitcom that aired on NBC from September 22nd, 1986 to March 24th, 1990. And the title character is ALF, which is an acronym for Alien Life Form, whose real name is Gordon Shumway, who crash lands in the garage of the suburban middle-class Tanner family. The series stars Max Wright as Father Willie Tanner, Anne Sheedin as Mother Kate Tanner, and Andrea Elson and Benji Gregory as their children, Lynn and Brian Tanner. ALF was performed by puppeteer Paul Fusco, who co-created the show with Tom Patchett. Produced by Alien Productions, ALF originally ran for 4 seasons and produced 99 episodes, including 3 one-hour episodes, each of them titled Try to Remember, ALF's Special Christmas, and Tonight Tonight. They were divided into 2 parts for syndication, totaling 102 episodes. The series proper concluded with an unresolved cliffhanger, but a later TV movie titled Project ALF provided a series finale for the franchise. In August of 2018, Warner Brothers Television announced development of an ALF reboot. These plans, however, were canceled in November 2018. From a personal side, what I can tell you about ALF was it's one of the earliest memories I have of a must-see TV for me as a child. Besides Saturday morning cartoons, which were with most of us growing up during that time, was must-see as well. You sat in front of the TV with a bowl of cereal or snacks and watched cartoons all morning. But when it came to prime time, for that matter, ALF was one of the earliest ones that I can remember that I had to be there when it aired, on those nights. Had to be there in front of the TV to watch it, along with maybe WWF Saturday Night's Main Event. Those were just 2 of the must-see television for me as a child, and I loved ALF. I thought it was hilarious, even if some of the jokes maybe went over my head as such a small child. The character just appealed to me so much, and I can remember ALF, the character, becoming kind of an iconic character for a short while, because even interestingly enough, there were some guest appearances by this character in the popular 80s series Hollywood Squares, and he actually hosted part of one episode in March of 1987, and then later in February 2003, ALF appeared as a celebrity guest host on the Tom Bergeron version of the series during their annual college tournament. So it's interesting that ALF's character even carried over through that. He also appeared in a season 2 episode of NBC's Matlock in 1987, Alf also hosted in 1989 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And in 1989, Alf gave a public service announcement for the United States Department of the Interior. Alf also appeared in the Blossom episode, The Geek. And he also appeared in the Love Boat, The Next Wave episode, Trances of a Lifetime. In the late 90s, Alf hosted an episode of Talk Soup. In 2000, Alf appeared in the Cindy Margolis show. In 2002, Alf appeared in a series of commercials for the 1010-220 telephone service with Terry Bradshaw, Hulk Hogan, Mike Piazza, Emmett Smith, and Toby Keith. In 2002, Alf appeared in an NBC's 75th anniversary special. In 2003, Alf appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And we could go on and on. The list just continues and continues. It's amazing to me how this character has stayed somewhat relevant through all this time, considering that the show was canceled all the way back in 1990. So I think it says a lot about the popularity of that character. And let's just talk a little bit more about Alf and, you know, his original run. So I'm going to go into some interesting facts about Alf. But before I do that, there was, another spinoff, which was the Alf animated series, which ran just two seasons in 1987 through 89. And it was basically supposed to be almost like a sequel, if you will, on the... actually, might have been more of a prequel, if I remember, of some of the adventures of Alf on his home planet of Melmac before he crash landed on Earth. So yeah, it's definitely like a prequel. And can't say that I really watched a whole lot of the animated series, but again, it goes to show how popular that character was for that point in time. So again, let's run through some fun facts about the television series itself. So Max Wright later said that while he disliked working on the show, he got satisfaction from fan letters sharing how much joy and happiness the show brought them. In the years since the show was canceled, Max Wright and Ann Sheeting had said that tensions were very high on the set. The show's technical demands made for very long shooting schedules, and none of the actors enjoyed playing supporting roles to a puppet who always had the best lines. Boy, is that true about the best lines, for sure. Max Wright was so ready to be done with the show that when the final day of taping ended, he immediately cleaned out his dressing room and left the studio without saying goodbye to any of the cast or crew. I guess it says a lot about how horrible of a time he had during the run of this series. Reportedly, during the fourth season, tensions on the set were so high that Max Wright attacked the Alf puppet and screamed, "Put us all on sticks, we're all puppets." Can only imagine the type of stress he apparently felt. Almost seems kind of funny when you consider the lightheartedness of the series, but clearly he wasn't having any fun. The Alf puppet was operated from various trapdoors hidden within the set, making filming more hazardous than a normal sitcom. The cast had to remember where the doors were so that they could avoid them. The name of every episode is also the name of a song. Each is relevant to the episode's plot. To avoid revealing the show's secrets, and because of its technical demands, the show was taped on a closed studio set with no audience. A laugh track was used to make it sound like it was recorded in front of a live audience. The final episode was intended as a cliffhanger. At the time it was filmed, NBC was still deciding whether or not to cancel it. The cliffhanger format was intended to help persuade NBC to give the show one more chance, if only to resolve the to-be-continued ending. Project Alf, from 1996, 6 years later, finally brought closure. Due to poor writing and the absence of the original human cast, many fans reject the movie as part of the show's canon. And it's a TV movie I've never seen, and from the sounds of it, don't have any interest in doing so. At the time, this was one of the most expensive 30-minute sitcoms to produce, due to all the technical elements required and long taping schedules. To help recoup cost, NBC licensed the characters to toys, breakfast cereal, and an animated TV series. So there you go. Obviously, a lot of that marketing was to recoup those expenses. But again, the character was very over, very popular. And I know myself, I owned an Alf plush toy. And I feel like I vaguely have a memory of even having a talking Alf doll, I believe. So yeah, it appealed to a lot of us kids growing up. The show was an instant hit in Germany, which was unfortunate for the German city of Alf, located on the Moselle River. The city limit signs featured the city's name were stolen so many times that the city council decided to produce a huge number of signs for sale. The names of the Melmacian holidays and currencies mentioned in some episodes are the surnames of the crew members. Max Wright was famous for screaming out, "Curse you, Hussein," to the cast and crew, comparing conditions on the set to Saddam Hussein's Iraq. Again, clearly Max Wright was extremely frustrated with this series. Surprising that it even stuck it out the whole four seasons. Baby Eric was written into the series when Anne Shadeen became pregnant in real life. Alf consumed alcohol in early episodes. That stopped when NBC demanded the program be more family friendly. Producer Paul Fusco was the voice of Alf. Paul Fusco and Beverly Archer are the only actors to appear in both this series and Project Alf. The character Alf has eight stomachs. The character Alf was ranked number 8 in TV Guide's list of the 25 greatest sci-fi legends, which was published on August 1st, 2004. And appears on one of three collectible covers. All right. Let's see. So, as of 2019, creator Paul Fusco has been working on a reboot, hoping to bring Alf to a new generation of viewers. Not sure if that'll ever get off the ground, but it is definitely interesting to think so. And I think that it would work because, again, this character seems to have stayed somewhat relevant throughout the years as, you know, guest starring on certain shows and programs. So I definitely think there could be an audience for it. They would have to change a lot of the format of the show and you know, some of the topics, but I think it certainly could work. According to Paul Fusco, NBC canceled the show shortly after a 1990 policy change that allowed the network to own the copyright to shows airing on the network. Fusco refused to transfer ownership of the show, so NBC replaced it with The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. An interesting point there, considering the huge success that the Fresh Prince series was. So interesting there as well. Let's see. As of 2019, the show remains a huge hit in Germany. The death of Max Wright was a major news item there. John Lomata said in an interview that he thought Alf was a, quote, a piece of shit, and, quote, the worst work I ever did. Another guy unhappy with his role in the series, apparently. Alf's real name is Gordon Shumway. He is from the planet Melmac. The character Alf is left-handed, in case you wanted to know. And the address of the Tanner's home is 167 Hemdale Avenue. During its entire run, Alf was shown Monday nights at 8 p.m., the same night and time as MacGyver, 1985, on ABC. All right, so, see, that's probably about enough of the trivia courtesy IMDb that we can go through right now. Again, Alf was definitely a series that I enjoyed as a child, a character that I liked a lot, and even as an adult watching back, as I've watched a few episodes here and there, just for nostalgia purposes, it's something I still even enjoy now. Some of the humor in that series, mainly coming from the Alf character, but I don't know, any of you that have any experience with Alf, any feedback on that, what you thought of the television series and the character as a whole, please feel free to, you know, send me your comments and feedback and questions and whatnot. And something I'd definitely like to talk about more as I continue this series of tubular television. And I mean, for that matter, classic characters, Alf could certainly be included in that. So it's definitely something that we could discuss further. And talk more about the iconic 80s character Alf. Okay, let's look at this week in pop culture history. We're looking at the week of November 12th through November 18th of 1989, which falls there in the time frame of the Alf series to stay along with today's topic. Unfortunately, this particular week in 1989, there was no episode of Baywatch. There was a gap there between the episodes during that first season. We do have some fun stuff this week in history, though, on USA's Up All Night. So on Friday, November 17th, 1989, they played Porky's from 1981. In 1954, a group of Florida high school guys try to help their buddy lose his virginity, which leads them to seek revenge on a sleazy nightclub owner and his redneck sheriff brother for harassing them. And on the second showing, on the second movie that night, Porky's 2 the next day from 1983. A day has passed since they got even with Porky and his brother. The Angel Beach Drama Club are all set to do a William Shakespeare festival. They are opposed by Miss Ballbreaker, the girl's gym coach, religious extremist Reverend Bubba Flavel and his flock of followers, the KKK, and the corrupt politicians of the city council. After their friend is beaten up by the KKK, they are betrayed by Commissioner Gebhardt and the city council. The high schoolers seek revenge against them all. Yep, can't make this stuff up. I'm sure many people have seen Porky's. Not exactly great movies. We'll leave it at that. So on the second night of Up All Night, on Saturday, November 18th, they played the first movie, Night of the Creeps from 1986. Alien brain parasites entering humans through the mouth turn their host into a killing zombie. Some teenagers start to fight against them. And the second movie was The Pom Pom Girls from 1976. A group of carefree high school seniors are having a time of their lives filled with sex, romance, and teen hijinks. So, yeah, some campy goodness that week in 1989 on Up All Night as usual. So moving over to albums released that week. Best of Rockers and Ballads from the Scorpions, a compilation. Also, You Can't Do That on Stage Anymore, Volume 3 from Frank Zappa, a live album. And this week in history in movies released was a pretty big one. So on November 15th, The Little Mermaid, as well as Steel Magnolias. And on November 17th, All Dogs Go to Heaven, which was a pretty successful animated film released that year, not released by Disney. It was an MGM movie. Also, Harlem Nights on that day was released, and Jim Jarmusch's classic Mystery Train. And that week in 1989, there was no WWF live house show events to talk about. Okay, so that is this week in pop culture from 1989. Okay, and as usual, let's see what Twitter has to say about today's topic. So, I have a few here I want to highlight, starting with @BarryBGB. From a day ago, it says, the Alf Thanksgiving episode was a two-parter where a bum catches Alf and tries to keep him occupied until the alien task force arrives. #Alf, #Thanksgiving, #80s. From @VA_Y, that's the word Y, W-H-Y. I've never been a fan of reboots, but for some reason I keep coming back to wanting a reboot of Alf in the worst way. Maybe because I was a huge fan with my dad, and I still have my Alf plush toy from 1986, man am I envious, and I'm in a nostalgic phase of my life right now. Tell me about it. How about it, @ABC Universal? I agree. Let's get this going. I would love to see an Alf reboot. You know, I again... new actors, new premise, but that character to me is almost timeless. So that'd be great. All right, so next up, from a great follow on Twitter called @DailyAlf, we get clips from certain episodes each day from this account. And this one that I highlighted, Alf Season 1 Episode 2, in quote, "I'm in the bedroom wearing a blue dress, #Alf, with a short clip from the show. All right, and next up from @CurtisFinlay, from November 10th of this year, Alf, number 36, December 1990, Marvel Comics. This one flew under the radar for me. Wasn't a big comic guy all my entire youth. I dabbled in and out of it a little bit, but apparently Marvel released an Alf comic, which, taking a look at the photos from this post, looked pretty dang sweet, and it's a shame that I missed out on that. Finally, I want to give a shout out to one of my new follows on Twitter. It is @TheOlAlfer, and that is @TheOlAlfer, from June 2nd of this year, #CatsOfTwitter. Please send me your photos and your favorite recipes. I've been locked in the garage again. So good stuff, good follow, and seems like there's a good amount of Alf love out there, which comes as no surprise to me. So there you go. That's what Twitter has to say. Again, this has been a lot of fun, and I look forward to discussing more classic television series from the 80s and 90s here on Tubular Television, in the category here for Totally Nostalgic. And for those of you that have any feedback or comments about Alf, or any of today's discussions, please send me a message on Twitter @Nostalgic8090, or you can email the show at totallynostalgicpod@gmail.com. And once again, thank you for joining me. I greatly appreciate it, and I'll talk to you on the next show.